Out of the West rides Tommy Gale of the Vox T Ranch. Foot by foot, rod by rod, mile by mile, has the march of progress extended the frontiers of our country until the vast domain that was once the almost endless expanse of the cattle country is but a fraction of its former greatness. It is here in this bit of the old West that still lives that we find the romance of the range, the thrills and adventures that have woven themselves into the lives of such historical characters as Buffalo Bill, Wild Bill Hickok, Bat Masterson, Pawnee Bill, and Wyatt Arp. It is here we find the milling herds, the rugged, saddle-wise individuals that are the cowboys of the present generation. A scene less wild, perhaps, as it yields to the encroachment of the modern world, but one that presents the same problems that confronted the first of the riders of the old Chisholm and Santa Fe trails. It is to this last stand of the old frontier that our story will take a youngster from the modern world and there teach him the true value of moral, physical, and mental courage. Our story opens not in a setting of sagebrush and mesquite, but in the feedlot of a stockyards in a large Middle West livestock market.
Aye, Granny Tex. The way these fellows come milling around every time you drag up that git fiddle of yours, you think you was one of them radio stars. Funny part of it is, seems like you sort of enjoy your singing yourself.
I guess I do in a way, Salty. That's one of the reasons I carry this guitar along with me. But I never noticed that any of the boys were particularly wild about my voice. I just sing along with the guitar to drown out any sour notes I hit.
Well, if you got time, maybe you'd better give them another song before we get ourselves down to the depot.
No, Salty. I think maybe I've caterwauled enough for one day. Besides that, we haven't had a bite to eat since noon, which means we got to have some grub. Hand me that guitar case
and I'll... Hey, wait a minute, Tex. Give us another song.
You hear that? Well, I reckon as how them city punches will just about hog-tie and bang you if you don't give them just one more stanza. Say, Tex, sing them that song you wrote last year after you buried your little horse. You know, Goodbye Pinto.
Kind of hard for me to sing that song, Salty. I sure loved that little horse.
I know, but I haven't heard you sing that song in a long while. Go on, go ahead, Tex. Go on, go ahead.
Well, all right.
Listen, boys, did any of you ever lose a horse that you sure enough loved? Well, Tex did, and he's going to sing you about it. Go on, go ahead, Tex.
Well, all right, Salty.
Tis the end of our journey. Goodbye, Pinto. We'll meet in the sweet by and by. I'll be lonesome without you. Goodbye, Pinto, till we meet again to ride that range on high. You'll have a new range boss there. You'll be loping on the golden prairie. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto, till we meet again to ride the range on high. You'll have a diamond-studded bridle, a silver-mounted saddle with a ruby horn. There'll be acres full of clover and water holes all over, as sure as you're born. And oh, how I'll miss you. Goodbye, Pinto, till we meet again to ride the range on high.
Fine, boys. There's just one more now.
No, boys, sorry. There's a lot of miles between here and the box T, so we can't miss that train. But we'll be seeing you next roundup time. So long, fellas.
So long, Tex.
So long, Charlie.
So long, so long, boys. So long,
yes. So long.
Well, Tex, I reckon that just about completes our fling in the big city. I reckon Judge Montgomery will be pretty tickled at getting over 24,000 for them there steers.
Yes, I guess he is, Salty. Looks like he can buy up that Johnson spread east of the Box T now.
Yep, seems like a lot of dinero to pay for the place, but the Johnson heirs won't be able to work the spread themselves, and it'll sure give the boss the water rights, which same is what he's been hankering after for a right smart time now.
Yes, he's been wanting to buy up that place for a long time now.
Where's the chuck wagon you was talking about?
Right across the street. Let's get across before we... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Tex? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Salty, I think...
What's the matter with you? Got a mouse up your pants leg?
That wallet. It's gone.
Tex, you can't mean the one with the 24,000 in it.
I put it in my inside coat pocket, and it's not there.
Creeping coyote. Search yourself, Tex. Maybe you put it in another pocket.
Nope, Salty. It was too big to go into any of my other pockets, and it's not here, see?
Here, let me see that pocket. Oh, gosh, you're so nervous you wouldn't know if you did find it now. No, it ain't in there.
I just wonder if some pickpocket had a chance
to... Pickpocket's nothing. There ain't no bottom to that pocket, and the lining's all worn out, too. I guess we'd better go back the way we came, just a chance is still where you dropped it.
I guess it's the only chance, and a mighty small one at that. $24,000. And the judge was sure dependent on that money.
Tex, if we've lost that money, I ain't going to be around to hear what the judge has got to say. I could no more face him after losing that money than
Pardon
I
me,
would...
But didn't one of you gentlemen drop this wallet in the feed lot just a minute or so ago?
Huh? Salty, look.
Leaping horn toads. I'll be a hog-tied brother of a wall-eyed calf if it ain't your wallet, Tex. Where'd you find it, son?
Back in the feed lot on the other side of the building. I tried to catch you before you got through the building, but you got through before I could get in. And I didn't know which way you went until you came back just now.
Well, son, you sure saved the day for a couple of Texas punches. And here's a little something for your trouble. Here, take this.
But this is $100 bill. You didn't mean to give me this.
He didn't, huh? You didn't look on the inside of that wallet, did you, son?
No, sir.
Well, there's a flock of denarii in that thing, and this is just a sort of a goodwill offering.
But I couldn't take anything, sir.
Come on now, youngster. This is little enough. Here.
But, well, I just don't want to take it, that's all.
Tex, seems to me like this kid's a lot like us. You can't pay him for helping out a friend. Yeah, but I sure never seen the youngster yet that wouldn't do with a little grub. Son, come on over and have supper with us. That's where we was going.
I'd be glad to, only I...
Sure, unless your folks at home are expecting you.
There's no one expecting me.
Well, then maybe we'd better mosey along to that beanery. What's your name, son?
Tommy Gale, sir.
Right glad to know you, Tommy. I'm Tex Larrabee, and this is Salty O'Brien.
I'm glad to know both of you.
Well, maybe you'd like to call your folks and tell them you'll be a little late.
Well, Mr. O'Brien, I don't...
The name is Salty. Mr. O'Brien sounds like a fellow that might wear a hard burl shirt.
Well, Salty, then.
Yeah.
You see, I have no folks. And I guess I haven't a job now. They just reduced the force at the yards. You see, I like horses and working around cattle. And I thought that maybe someday I'd get a chance to go somewhere and find a job on a ranch.
Mm-hmm. I sort of got an idea, Tex.
What's that, Salty?
Why don't we talk to the judge and see if he'll take on a green hand?
You mean you'd want me to go with you?
Hold it just a minute, Tommy. Salty, you know how long it takes to make a good cowhand out of a tenderfoot.
Yep, reckon I ought to. Yeah, but Tommy seems to have the right sort of stuff in him. And with my teaching, wouldn't be no time at all.
What do you think about it, Tommy?
Gee, that'd be great.
Well, why don't we talk it over while we get around a couple or three steaks?
All right, let's go in here and have something to eat and make sure that it's the right thing to do. Then we still have to convince Judge Montgomery about it. Come on in, Tommy. Come on, Salty. Let's put on...
See anything of that young man of yours?
Not a sign, but he'll be here, Judge Montgomery. Salty went over to the entrance to meet him.
You know, Tex, I'm not so sure about taking this lad. It's going to be a pretty big job, you know.
Well, Judge, you know we said we'd pay his salary and his board until we find out.
I'm more than willing to stand the expense of putting him on as a green hand, but I just thought you boys had your hands full without trying to break in a tenderfoot. With Ace Gatlin trying to get those water rights away from us, it's going to take
a... Granny, you fellas standing there talking in a high jacket could take your shirts right off on your backs. Tommy Gale, this is your new boss, Judge George Montgomery, owner of the Box Tea Ranch.
It's a pleasure, Tommy.
You mean that I can go west with you and work on your ranch?
That's right. But don't let them put any notion into your head that it's a vacation, because they've pictured the hardest boss west of Pecos.
Telegram for Judge George Montgomery. Telegram for Judge George Montgomery.
Here you are. I'm Judge Montgomery. I'll take that. Here.
Will there be an answer, sir?
If there is, I can send it from the train. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Boys, this seems to be serious. Listen, it's from Ma, and she says, Jane failed to return from a ride last night. Starlight came home...
Starlight?
Yeah, Starlight. That's our pet horse.
Starlight came home limping. Boys unable to locate any trace. Return as soon as possible. Last night. Well, that means she's been missing for 24 hours. And it'll take us at least 36 hours to get back. Unless we bought us a car and tried to drive.
I can drive, and I'll be glad to help.
Yeah, too bad one of us ain't one of them airplane pilots. No telling what's liable to happen to Jane by the time we can make it.
Airplanes? Judge Montgomery, I think I know how you could get there tonight if you want to do it.
Tonight? How, son?
Well, there are pilots at the airport that charter planes for trips like that, if there's any place they can land.
We could land right north of the house.
Then you can get one of those pilots to take you. Only it'd probably cost...
Cost? Hang the cost. Tommy, you get us a taxi ready at the door. Tex, you take these bags. And Salty, you take these tickets and get refunds there at the window. I'll telephone to the airport so they'll have a plane ready by the time we get there. We're flying to the Box T tonight.
Tommy, Judge Montgomery, Tex, and Salty flying to the Box T Ranch to aid in the search for Jane. Does she lie helpless, the prey of any one of the many marauders that stalk the trackless plain? Can our four friends arrive in time to aid in the search? And what lies before Tommy Gale as he flies from the modern city to a new home and a new life of fascinating thrills on the frontier? You won't want to miss a single episode of this exciting, pulsing story of the life of Tommy Gale of the Box T Ranch.